Samantha Martin. She is the creator of the amazing Acro Cats, kind of Cirque du Soleil musicians who happen to be cats. How are you, Samantha?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. You're back on the road again after so many performers, and you are, with your cats, performers, are kind of stuck in one place, but you're back out there. You're in Chicago now through June 12th at the Greenhouse Theater on North Lincoln Avenue. And from here, you go to Madison, Wisconsin. That's within our listening area, June 15th through the 18th at the Bartell Theater. And that is great news for cat lovers. So for those who don't know about the amazing Acro Cats, what are the amazing Acro Cats?
Well, the amazing Acro Cats are a troop of former orphans, rescues, and strays that have come into my life over the years under various circumstances. And I've trained them using clicker training methods, all positive reinforcement, to kind of demonstrate that cats are indeed smart and trainable, and also to help build a better bond between cats and humans, because I realized that a lot of cats ended up in shelters because the humans just felt like, oh, they're disposable, they're fine without me. And I realized, well, they're not building a bond. People need to learn how to build a bond with their cats. So the show really kind of highlights, how you can train your cats. It's every show is kind of different because, you know, they're still cats. They're kind of do what they want. But, it became a really important part of what I do to kind of help build that, you know, bond between human and cat, and also do some rescuing as well, because we've managed to find homes for 309 kittens since 2009 through the show. So
what was
cat lovers of all ages.
Yes, it is a show for all ages. And you can't say that about every show. What was being on Stephen Colbert like?
It was the most embarrassing night of my life. Oh, the cats, because cats are very sensitive to energy. And they really don't do well on live television. Like, they do great on stage and the theaters with the lighting. That's their favorite environment. But you put them on a live, you know, on air live, and there's a lot of, like, stress in the air, the cats bombed. But we just went with it, and Stephen Colbert was amazing about it because he just kind of jumped in and like, did some of the tricks for the cats. So that part was amazing.
I saw that.
And we had a really great response. You know, I woke up the next day expecting to find all sorts of, like, oh. But people actually love the fact that the cats do what they want. They're never forced. It's just really, they know how to do the things, and when they choose to do it, they do it. And that's what makes it such a fun show and why people come back and see it time and time again, because no two shows are alike. I literally never know what's going to happen.
Well, you've been in the studio here more than once, and I'll tell you, nothing gets a bigger audience. When it wasn't possible today because you've got to go on stage. But you previously have brought the cats into the studio, and everyone who works here comes out to watch the performing cats. What do you think it is? If they were performing dogs, maybe not as much. What do you think it is that people don't think of cats in that regard?
Yes, they don't think that cats can be trained. They don't really understand that, you know, that cats are super, super smart. And you know, it's not safe to let your cat outside. But you need to, you know, make up for that lack of stimulus. You can't just put them in your house and leave them alone, leave out a bowl of food. You have to make their life enriching. So, and people just have never thought about cats being trained, because you rarely see any trained cat acts. First of all, it's super humiliating to get on stage with cats that just are going to groom. And, you know, you just have to stand there and smile.
Let's share stories. So cats can do, you've seen on television, on Animal Planet and elsewhere, dogs do an agility course. It's like an obstacle course for dogs. And actually at some cat shows, they can do the same. And there's people sitting around. And once the cat did whatever the cat did, maybe go up the seesaw-like thing and down the and then run to the next thing, whatever that was, and then ran right to, made a beeline really fast into the audience and grabbed a tuna sandwich from a person who was watching. So that's the funniest thing I've seen. What is the funniest or craziest thing, most unexpected thing that happened in one of your shows?
Oh, there's been like so many things. Like, we have a cat now that literally all she does is make a beeline for the audience, and then she'll I'll see her like walking across people's laps. And if people buy the catnip toys before the show and they're not properly protected, the cats will go out there and take their merchandise off. They have no moral compass. They literally have no moral compass.
They're stealing the merchandise. That's not right.
Yeah, stealing the merchandise that people have paid for, and they just take it right out of their bag. And what I still love about the show is, I mean, I still can't stop smiling and laughing at my own show because the cats just kind of keep me guessing on what they're going to do next. And sometimes they surprise me and throw a new trick in there, too, because I'll set out to train one thing, and then they let me know what they want to do. And so we kind of work from there. So it's a constant negotiation.
Well, they were first called the Rock Cats, if I remember right, and then you expanded, and you said, oh, they could do acrobatics, too, because they're cats. That's an easy thing for cats to do. And so you've got a two-for-one there. You've got a rock concert as well as an acrobatic event like Cirque du Soleil, except they happen to be feline performers, June 2nd through the 12th at the Greenhouse Theater. That's at 2257 North Lincoln Avenue here in Chicago on the north side. Or we do have lots of listeners, really, in Wisconsin. So June 15th through the 18th in Madison, Wisconsin at the Bartell Theater. What is your website?
It's rockcatsrescue.org. We are now a nonprofit.
Well, that's good, and no wonder you've found homes for so many cats, which is wonderful. Rockcatsrescue.org?
Yes.
All right, very good. Samantha Martin, have fun in Chicago, and it's certainly good to talk to you again.
Yes, and hopefully next time I'll have more notice and I can come on and actually be on air with you live and in person.
In person. And we can have a rock concert right here in the studio with a litter box right there in the corner. Thank you very much, Samantha.
Always. Thank you so much.
Thank you. They've left the litter box right here for me because, well, need I say more?